Washington's NFL team is retiring the name Redskins after years of defending what is seen as a racist slur against Native Americans. This decision comes amid the nation's re-examination of racist terms, Confederate monuments, and statues of problematic figures coming down across America. David Glass is a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe. He's also president of the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media. And David, welcome. And first, your reaction to this decision.
Well, you know, it's pretty surreal. Last on the 3rd of July, when notice came down that the Washington team was, and Dan Snyder was contemplating the change, you know, it was pretty emotional for a lot of us. After 3 decades of being at the forefront of this particular issue with regarding appropriating names and imagery from our communities, American Indian community, for sports teams' names and logos, it came about pretty quick, and I was reminded of you know, so many different events that we held, and the people who you know, started this organization, the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media, Charlene Teeters and Vernon Belcourt and others, and Floyd Westerman. You know, we stand on their shoulders, continuing to push the issue. So we're excited and ecstatic that they finally have, for whatever reason, have come to realize that the name and imagery has to go.
The team's owner, Daniel Snyder, defended this name, and he actually said he'd never change it. Why do you think this is happening now?
I think they, you know, the Washington team, Dan Snyder, only reacted to when the FedEx people decided to give him an ultimatum, and his minority shareholders did the same thing. PepsiCo and Nike. Nike took all the Washington stuff off their shelves. They stopped selling it. That was a huge hit for Mr. Snyder, and it was only then that he opened his eyes and decided, you know what, based on what was happening in the country, the untimely and unfortunate killing of George Floyd and so many other African-Americans and American Indians who have died in a violent, brutal way by law enforcement over the years. It's a culmination of events that came together at this moment in time to have these kinds of changes happening. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, like I said, this country is going to be better for it, you know? I really believe it. We'll have taken a bite out of racism and bigotry. I've said this before. Racism and bigotry won't go away. However, we'll become a much better country because we've made these changes, not only with our name, but with the discussion that's going on with regards to the Confederate statues, etc., in the acknowledgement of some of the dark history in the building, in the making of this great country.
I really wanted to ask you, looking at the big picture, how much difference does a team name change make, especially when Native Americans face so many other challenges right now?
Well, it's a good question. There are so many issues. There are a handful of communities that are benefiting from the economic engine of gaming. However, the majority of Indian country still remains in poverty level. You know, my tribe, the White Earth Nation, is 23,000 people strong. They have a little small casino up in northwestern Minnesota with, you know, I mean, they're little towns up there. So the money, and they become jobs programs, right? So there is a ton of work to do. It's not only work to do for our American Indian communities, but so many communities of poverty, the disenfranchised and underserved communities. You know, this country can do better, and we should be doing better. And I believe after this next election, we will be doing better.
David Glass is president of the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media. David, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Tanya, thank you for having me today. And let me say to your listeners, Miigwech and Gigawabuman, Minnewah.
And David's last words there were, thank you, we'll talk again.